What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
This is John Batchelor. Good evening. The Memo of Understanding, said to be on the way to us Friday this week. It may not exist yet. It may be a work in progress. Certainly the remarks by the President, the Vice President, and those few who say they have seen something suggest that it goes in many directions. On the first 24 hours, it was said to be about the Strait of Hormuz. You open the Strait of Hormuz and keep it open, and we negotiate for 60 days about other matters, and we'll lift the naval blockade while we negotiate for 60 days about other matters, including the suspect nuclear weapons program. On the second day, remarks suggest that the suspect nuclear weapons program is at the core of the Memo of Understanding. I mentioned because everyone is speculating in several directions, and they're all right, or nobody's right. Why does it matter? Well, the flow of oil cannot start until the mines are cleared, the Strait of Hormuz is open, the insurers are satisfied there won't be more attacks, and a lot of moving pieces, not the least of which is Washington, to be clear to the American people if there's money involved and whose money and how's it going to be guaranteed. There are all kinds of suggestions that there's $300 billion talked about as a fund of some kind for Iran. Paying Iran for its aggression seems upside down, but that's the rumor. Other matters today didn't take away from the focus on the Memo of Understanding, but they are of interest to me. For example, the choice of a new prime minister in Britain is taking up all the front pages of the Telegraph, the London Times, everybody's, the Financial Times. As I understand it, there's a by-election soon enough next week. That by-election will return the mayor of Greater Manchester to Parliament. His name is Barnum. He will immediately stand for leadership. And if I understand correctly, he expects to be the new prime minister. Who is he? His name is Andy. He was in Parliament before. He seems to be comfortable as a Labour MP. Is he radical? Is he conservative? Is he a Blairite? All of the above. In fact, one wag told me he's anything he wants to be at that moment. Good for him. Labour needs a leader. It's got an overwhelming majority, but no clear direction, except for taxes. I followed that story, then I followed the whole Ministry of Defence scandal, the disrepair of the armed forces, Navy, Army, Air Force. An incident in the Channel, the Russian warship, a frigate, I think it's Grigorovich, opened fire, shot across the bow of a yacht that was crossing too close to the way, making way of the frigate. It was a big warship. And so it was reported in London, shots fired in the Channel. It was very exciting. This follows several incidents where the Royal Marines lowered down rope lines from a helicopter and took possession of a shadow tanker said to be working for Russia, though registered in another country. And then there was the question of this incident at sea at the Channel, but there are other remarks. For example, the London papers are featuring that China is training Russian troops in drone warfare. Peculiar. I would think it would be the other way around, given the Russians are fighting in Ukraine. Maybe it's mutual training. So Russia's popped up in the British lexicon again. It was the good old Soviet days. You didn't have to work for this. It happened every day. But the front page op-eds are now denouncing the Minister of Defense, Mr. Starmer, everybody else for letting British self-defense fall into such disrepair. Once upon a time, the Wall of Oak, now unknowns. Although my colleague Gregory Copley says it will return, and I believe him, they'll make way. We are the same Europeans they are. We're just 400 years later. As for Europeans, why not Silicon Valley? Why not AI? They have ASMC, SML, the fab maker in the Netherlands. So why does it have to be sold to Taiwan or America? Why can't it be sold to Europe for their Silicon Valley, for their large language model? Good heavens, they have languages that Anthropic and OpenAI and all the other Gemini haven't even explored yet. Lots of connections that can be made. Mentioning Anthropic, they want to tell me that 5.0 was available but no longer. Who knows what that means? It might be a watered-down version of Mythos. It might be something new, but they're withholding it by request of the White House, we're told. This is becoming like magic potions. Reminds me of the Thief of Baghdad. Wasn't that it? Yeah. A magical movie where they have miracles perform in front of the ruling class of Baghdad, including my favorite. Well, there was a flying carpet. My favorite was a flying horse. Wonderful. Well, that's what AI strikes me to be these days. And then more talk on Musk, the trillionaire. Great fun. Someday trillionaires will be as commonplace as billionaires. Just add zeros. We seem to be concerned that the rich are more rich, more powerful than they used to be. They aren't. They went through a bad 500 years. You think the cycle will start again? Don't know. Anyway, there's much more to the show. It was fun to do, especially since we all don't know anything about the Memo of Understanding. It could be a complete surprise. A pop-up book. Tehran does have a sense of humor. As long as the bombs aren't falling, they're witty. Oh, and report from Tehran, oddly, that women are going around without the hijab and that there are no religious police on the street. Will they be back? Given time, given confidence. But right now the interpretation is the regime is weak. It's never stronger than at the negotiating table with America. It's never weaker when it's not at the table. More soon. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.